我哋而家今日嚟嘅经文系《撒母耳记下》嘅十24:24-24:24:5.
Scripture reading is in the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 24, verses 10 to 25.
我哋首先会用广东话启应嘅方式读，然后再用英文启应嘅方式读。
We'll be reading this first responsively in Cantonese and then responsively in English.
撒母耳记下24:10。大卫数点百姓以后，就心中自责，祷告耶和华说：我行这事大有罪了。耶和华哦，求你除掉仆人的罪孽，因我所行的甚是愚昧。你去告诉大卫说：耶和华如此说，我有三样灾，除你选一样，我好降与你。大卫对加德说：我甚为难，我愿落在耶和华的手里，因为他有丰富的怜悯，我不愿落在人的手里。天使向耶路撒冷伸手要灭城的时候，耶和华后悔，就不降灾这灾了，吩咐灭民的天使说：够了，住手吧。那是耶和华的使者在耶布斯人阿劳拿的和场那里。当日加德来见大卫，对他说：你上去，在耶布斯人阿劳拿的和场上为耶和华筑一座坛。阿劳拿观看见王和他臣仆前来，就迎接出去，面伏于地向王下拜。阿劳拿对大卫说：我主我王，我喜悦用你喜悦用什么就拿去献祭。看啊，这里有牛，可以作燔祭；有打粮的器具和兔牛的轭，可以当柴烧。王对阿劳拿说：不然我必要按着价值向你买，我不肯用白得之物作燔祭，献给耶和华我的神。大卫用50舍克勒银子买了和场与牛。我们一起读第25节。大卫在那里为耶和华筑了一座炉香祭和平安祭。如此耶和华垂听国民所求的，瘟疫在以色列人中就止住了。
2 Samuel chapter 24, let us read this responsively. But after he had taken the census, David's conscience began to bother him, and he said to the Lord, I have sinned greatly by taking this census. Please forgive my guilt, Lord, for doing this foolish thing. Go and say to David, this is what the Lord says. I will give you three choices. Choose one of these punishments, and I will inflict it on you. So God came to David and asked him, will you choose 3 years of famine to be on the land, 3 months of fleeing from your oppressors? I'm in a desperate situation, David replied to Gad. But let us fall into the hands of the Lord, for his mercy is great. Do not let me fall into human hands. But as the angel was preparing to destroy Jerusalem, the Lord relented and said to the death angel, stop, that is enough. At that moment, the angel of the Lord was by the threshing floor of Arunah the Jebusite. That day, Gad came to David and said to him, go up and build an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Arunah the Jebusite. When Arunah saw the king and his men coming toward him, he came and bowed before the king with his face to the ground. Take it, my lord the king, and use it as you wish, Arunah said to David. Here are oxen for the burnt offering, and you can use the threshing boards and ox yokes for wood to build a fire on the altar. But the king replied to Arunah, no, I insist on buying it, for I will not present burnt offerings to the Lord my God that have cost me nothing. So David paid him 50 pieces of silver for the threshing floor and the oxen. Let us read the last verse together. David built an altar there to the Lord and sacrificed burnt offerings and peace offerings. And the Lord answered his prayer for the land. And the plague on Israel was stopped.
愿神祝福听和读他话语的人.
May God bless the readers and hearers of his words.
我们今天陈牧师为我们讲的题目是神的
The message by Reverend Wilson Chang this morning is God's authority. Let us pray. Certainly, Lord, we live in a fallen world in violent times. If we heard on the news late last afternoon, another shooting occurred in a mall in suburb of Dallas, Texas. So, Lord, we do pray for your help to concentrate on your word to see, Lord, what you have to say. We thank you, Lord, that the storyline of the Bible is grace is greater than sin. Help us now to believe that and embrace that and to live that today. For we ask that in your strength. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we come to a passage that is a tough one for us who read it.
We 今日睇呢段经文，好似读嘅时候好难明白。 And I think the first question that comes to mind is this. What's so bad about a census?
我不明白了，做这个人口调查为什么是一个罪呢？
You know, we're told here in verse 10 that King David counted the fighting men.
在第十节说他数点那些能够去打仗的人。
He was going about Israel, counting the men that were able to fight.
他又数有多少人在以色列可以去打仗。
Of course, back then, women were not asked to join the army.
女性当时不需要从军。
And so the scriptures tell us that counting the fighting men by David was a terrible sin and received God's judgment.
但因为神觉得这个是罪，所以他要受惩罚。
And so what's so bad about a king, a ruler, counting his fighting men?
一个王要去做这个人口调查，为什么是一件这么坏的事呢？
Why the severe reaction by the Lord God?
为什么神会有这样的反应呢？
Well, people who are a lot smarter than I, commentaries and other preachers like Tim Keller say this.
Tim Keller或者其他牧师曾经这么说。
Again, he qualifies that, says, it's an inference because the text doesn't actually say this.
他说经文没有真正这样说给我们听。
Israel had a volunteer army.
因为他在数的是数这个军队。
You know, army personnel that might have other full-time occupations and maybe on a part-time basis train and join the military.
那时候有些人可能只是在余闲的时间去从军。
And a volunteer army back then in Old Testament times in the ancient Near East in Israel is one that you only get ready when you need it defensively.
当时以色列他们的习惯就是说当打仗有需要的时候，那些人就会参军。
You know, when people invade you, invade your land, invade your nation, then you deploy the army.
如果有人要侵略你的国家，那你的人就去打仗了。
There's training, of course, for the soldiers, and they might have to take their vacation time and train at a local area where they do those things.
平时的时候，或者用自己的时间，自己的假期去接受训练。
But apparently, Israel, by the prompting of King David, is moving towards a standing army.
其实大卫当时想做的，他想有一支的军队，长年都是住在那里。
You know, like an army like their neighboring nations had, ready to strike.
即是说好像他邻近的国家有军队长期在这里，随时可以去侵略人。
So what's the purpose of adding up how many men you have to be able to fight?
那为什么他要在这里数究竟有多少个人可以打仗呢？
Well, so then you can look at your neighbors and develop a military strategy to colonize them and strengthen yourself.
那我目的很简单，就是去准备侵略其他国家。
Right? You look at your neighbor. Oh, they got 50,000 men. I just counted our fighting men. We have 100,000. Attack!
如果你隔壁的国家只有5万人，我有10万人，对了，我可以随时去打你。
See, back then, which is not actually not much different today, that's what nations did. You know, you had your counter-surveillance, right? You had to send your spies out to see what your neighbors are up to, and if it benefits you, to take over.
那好像今天一样，你随时去侦察你的邻国，他们有些什么，那你可以随时去打他们。
Because they're weaker, and it will strengthen your nation and make you a power.
你要侵略一些弱的国家，令到你自己强大。
That's how nations built themselves up. That's how the empires built themselves up back then.
就是当日以前的帝国就是这样形成。
And if you tune into the news lately, you're reminded that nothing has really changed, right?
你去看回头，很多东西都是没有变到。
Apparently, Israel was moving in that direction, doing what their neighboring nations did.
咁其實大衛做緊嘅嘢，就好似佢其他嘅鄰國做嘅一樣。
Again, simply building up their military force to colonize their neighbors.
去將其他嘅鄰國變成你嘅殖民地。
But as you'll see on slide 2, God in the Old Testament never says to Israel is supposed to be the terror of the whole earth.
咁但如果我睇翻舊約嘅聖經嘅時候，神唔想以色列去成為嚇呢個咁恐怖去侵略人嘅國家。
Places like Psalm 48 says Jerusalem is supposed to be the joy, not the terror of the whole earth.
咁喺詩篇四十八篇裏邊，佢話佢要呢個個城係成為人哋嘅一個嘅喜樂。
Psalm 48:8 in the New Living Translation kind of gives you a flavor of that. We had heard of the city's glory, referring to Jerusalem, right? But now we have seen it ourselves, the city of the Lord of Heaven's armies. It is the city of our God. He will make it safe forever.
我们在万军之耶和华的城中，就是我们神的城中所看见的，正如我们所听见的。神必建立这城，直到永远。
If you're familiar with the Old Testament, if you're familiar with biblical times, you know that Rome, Babylon, Nineveh were the terrors back then of the whole earth.
在当日，无论是罗马，无论是巴比伦或者尼尼微，都是当时在那个世代一些人家很怕的国家。
But the city of God, Jerusalem, the people of God,We're supposed to be different.
但是耶路撒冷城，耶路撒冷城的人是应该同世界不同。
They were supposed to be the city of joy, peace.
他们应该是一个喜乐的城，一个带来和平的一个城。
That's the reason God put Israel together.
是这个原因，所以神将以色列将它摆在那里。
And if you've read the New Testament, you know that.Deuteronomy 4, places like that. God says, I want you, Israel, to be the joy of the earth.
在这个的生命记的第八章，他说过神要这个耶路撒冷成为世上的一个的喜乐。
I want you, my people, to be light to the world.
成为这个世上的光。
Not a terror to the earth.
而不是说成为这个世界上一个很恐怖的国家。
I want the other nations to look at you and to see how you treat one another, how you treat one another with love and respect.
他说你对其他的人是用爱，是用这个尊属，是用这个的尊敬去对待他们。
I want them to see how your society, how your city works.
我想看到你的国家是怎样在这个世上里面去帮助其他人。
You see, in contrast, other societies, other nations, they were into power and wealth, right?
实际上国家都是在聚集着他们的财富，他们的权力。
And God spells out in the Bible, says, No, Israel, your society must be different.
但神跟以色列说，你这个国家是应该跟世界上面不同。
Your society, your nation must be built on service, not power. Your society, Israel, is about service to me.
佢話：你個國家係嚟服侍我，唔係同呢個世界上面其他國家去爭權奪利。
It must be a nation, a society of justice and love.
佢話：你呢個國家係應該帶嚟愛，帶嚟呢個公義。
Because you're called to be a holy nation.
因為你嘅被召成為呢個聖潔嘅國度。
My light in a dark world.
在这个黑暗的世代成为世上的光。
See, you're showing the world what human society is supposed to be like by practicing love and justice amongst yourselves.
在你自己里，在这个世界的里面，你自己去行使这个爱，行使这个公义。
And that is being seen by the world.
好使这个世界见到你的好行为。
And then you will be a testimony.To my glory.
咁你就可以见证我嘅荣耀。
Israel, you are called to do that.
以色列，你嘅被召原本系大为要达到呢一个目的。
You're to show the world what they should be like.
你应该俾呢个世界睇到你应该系点样样嘅。
And sadly, that's not where Israel was headed, as 2 Samuel 24 tells us.
佢喺呢个嘅廿四章里边睇到所行嘅路唔再系咁样样。
And that's not where King David was leading them.
大卫王想将个国家去走向另一个嘅方向。
Because by taking the census, what's he doing? He's taking them, he's leading them to be just like everyone else, just like every other nation.
当大王去数点他的军队百姓的时候，就是想好像世界上面其他的国家是一模一样。
And that's the reason,
这个原因,
why you see the severity of God's judgment upon them.
所以为什么神不喜悦，神要惩罚他们。
And by the way, more often than not, than any other cause, the things that evoke the wrath of God is what? Violence! Violence! Violence evokes the wrath of God.
很多时候啲人去睇到啊神嘅愤怒嘅时候
Think with me. Old Testament, right? Why did God send a flood in Noah's day? Why?
当神去真系愤怒去做一啲事嘅时候，正如好似喺旧约圣经，去将呢个洪水去淹没大地嘅时候。
Well, if you were attentive in Sunday school, you know Genesis 6 says because the earth was filled with violence.
系因为呢个世上充满咗邪恶。
There was crime, there was injustices all over the place.
喺世上有好多嘅唔公义，有好多嘅罪恶。
And when God sends Jonah to preach to the Ninevites, what does he say?
当神要约拿向呢个尼尼微城嘅人去讲话嘅时候，神讲咩呢？
You must repent.
佢话你一定要悔改。
Give up.
放弃。
Evil and violent ways.
佢话你要丢弃你手中嘅强暴，离开你行嘅恶道。
Just a sliver of that, Jonah 3:8 on slide 3. New Living Translation, people and animals alike must wear garments of mourning. Again, referring to repentance and faith, right? That's what they did in Israel. And everyone must pray earnestly to God. They must turn. That's repentance, right? Turn from their evil ways and stop all the violence.
所以在约拿书第三章第八节，他说人与牲畜都当披上麻布，切切求告神。各人回头离开，离开即系等于呢个嘅认罪一样，所行的恶道，丢弃手中的强暴。
You see, when God starts to judge His own people and send them in exile in Ezekiel 7:8, what does He say to them?
当喺以西结书第七章第八章里边，神又点样讲呢
？Very similar to what we saw in Jonah, you must give up your violence and oppression and do what is right.
佢话你要去放弃你嘅强暴，
and that's the reason why we see the judgment of God come down on Israel here in 2 Samuel 24.
所以点解喺呢一度神要向呢个以色列人去发怒，去惩罚佢哋
？It's because they're moving in the direction that they were not to go.
因为佢哋去紧一个嘅方向系神唔想佢个国家变成咁。
They were not.To be like the other nations surrounding them.
佢唔要以色列好似佢周围嘅国家一模一样。
Again, another sliver. I know slivers are not exactly that great because you need the context. But again, for the sake of time, I just got to give you a little sliver. Slide 4, Ezekiel 8:17, New Living Translation. Have you seen this son of man? He asked. Is it nothing to the people of Judah that they commit these detestable sins, leading the whole nation into violence?Thumbing their noses at me and provoking my anger?
他对我说：人子啊，你看见了么？由大家在此地所行可憎的事，还算为小么？他们在这地遍行强暴，再三惹我发怒。他们的手拿枝条举向鼻前。
And so that's probably, let me emphasize that, probably, right? Because it's just an inference, right? Probably.Why the scene in 2 Samuel 24 is happening.
这个就是好像在这个的第撒母耳记下第24章里面所讲的罪一样。
Right, because there could be other reasons, but the Bible doesn't tell us why counting the fighting men, the census was sin against God?
既然聖經冇真係好清楚話俾我哋聽個原因，咁我哋從以西結書嗰度可以猜測到係呢個緣故，所以神唔喜悅。
But that finding in and of itself is very significant for you and me. Very, very significant.
咁但係我哋知道呢個事實對你同我都好重要。
Because the Bible, not just here, tells us that it was wrong, right? And that's very instructive for us.
呢樣做咁樣做係錯，但係呢件事亦都對我哋好有呢個教育嘅意義。
And that's so because a big part of following the living God is to obey Him, even though we don't understand. Obey Him.
就算當我哋唔明白嘅時候，我哋都要去聽從神。
We don't know why.But he says, trust and obey him.
有時我哋未必好明白，但我需要做嘅就係信靠同埋信服。
We have to obey him, whether we know the reason why or not.
點解唔敢做呢？
You know, traditional cultures or traditional culture people hardly ever question authority, right?
喺傳統嘅社會裏邊，當講到權威嘅時候
，If you're from a traditional culture, you know that.You know, your father, your mother, your employer, your government ruler, if they tell you something, you did it.
咁喺傳統嘅社會下，無論你爸爸媽媽或者你個老闆啊，一啲喺權威性嘅位置嘅人叫你做啲乜，你就要做啦。
Right, if you're from a traditional culture, you didn't ask why.
你唔會去問點解。
But,
但係
you're not there over there anymore. You're here in Western civilization, right? Here in America.
咁但系今日你嚟到美国啦，喺西方嘅社会里边。
And the West is totally opposite of that.
咁啊，西方嘅社会啱啱相反。
We question in the West all authority.
我哋去怀疑去呢啲所有嘅权威。
In fact, our Western understanding is if you're an authority over me, it's only because I elected you there. I voted for you.
咁啊，点咧
？You're there by my vote.
你喺呢一度系因为我投票去选你。
And if you're going to tell me what I should do, then I want to know why.
你要我咁样做，点解你要我咁样做呢
？And I want to think it better be a good reason.
咁你要俾一个好嘅原因我，咁我就听你讲啦。
You see, that's the Western approach to it.
呢个就系西方嘅方法。
It's if you don't think it's a good reason, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to follow.
如果你冇一个合理嘅解释，我唔需要听你咁样做。
That's the society you're living in right now. That's the Western approach.
呢个就系今日我哋所住西方嘅世界所讲嘅嘢。
That's the Western attitude towards authority figures.
呢个就系点样去睇呢个喺有权威性嘅人。
Where you have to know why, or I'm not going.To do it.
除非你俾到我一个好嘅原因，如果唔系我唔会咁做。
And so that's what you're seeing in the world, questioning everything about authority, right?
就呢啲讲到权威嘅事。
That's why Christians today are being marginalized, because you know the Bible's not authority, right? What are you talking about?
所以今日好似基督教喺呢个社会变成呢个边缘化。
But in all fairness, Western societies emphasize that because non-Western culture, traditional cultures, there was a lot of abuse. A lot of abuse. The authority figures abused their people.
咁但係另一方面，西方嘅社會咁做，因為喺傳統嘅社會嘅時候，好多喺有權威嘅人，佢哋去。
And if you look at current events, it's the same today, right? There's a lot of exploitation in traditional cultures.
因为在传统的社会里面，很多的权威的人去剥削了在下面的人。
And so the reason why Western cultures are opposite of that is just a response to that.
所以其实西方社会这样做，好像是对一个传统社会这个问题的一个的回应。
But why do I bother to bring that up to your attention?
那么为什么今天要提这件事呢？
It's because you cannot.You must not take the Western approach to the authority of God.
因为你唔可以用呢个西方社会嘅方法嚟去与神去对待神嘅权威。
Because if you do, the results will be devastating.
因为当你咁做嘅时候，个结果会系好大嘅伤害。
Illustration: Just think of little children.
你谂下一个细路哥。
Little children. Some of you it might not be hard because you have little children, or maybe you had little children.
啊，可能你有个或者而家有好细嘅细路哥。
But all of us have seen little children, right? So we know.
咁我知道。
All of you have seen little children and how they react.
你睇过啲细嘅细路哥佢点样样嘅反应
？Right, parents say to their little child, "Do this now."
你同一个细路哥讲，而家去做啦。
And sometimes the child's brought up here in the Western world, so why, why, why?
咁喺西方社会嘅细路哥会问，点解我咁做啊
？It doesn't make sense to me. Why do I got to do that?
点解我要咁做啫？
Before dinner, the chocolate chip cookie looks very, very good. Why can't I eat it? Why not?
点解我唔可以食嗰块曲奇饼咧？个曲奇饼好食噶。
See, you can't rationalize that with a young little child, right?
可能你对一个好细嘅细路哥，你好难同佢去解释。
So if you're a good parent, good grandparent, good aunt, good uncle, right, good adult, you try to explain, right?
咁如果你好有心机嘅，你会同佢解释。
Well, if you eat that big, big chocolate chip cookie, that's very, very, very good. You're not going to eat the things that you need to stay healthy.
咁你食咗呢块咁好食嘅曲奇饼吓，嗰啲你应该要食嘅嘢又唔会食啦。
Because dinner is in 10 minutes.
因为仲有十分钟，你就食饭啦。
But you tell that to a 7-year-old, they're not going to understand, right?
你同一个几岁嘅细路哥，佢哋未必会明白。
And they start to pout.
咁佢哋唔会中意。
They don't want to not eat the cookie now.
佢哋唔想而家唔食嗰块曲奇饼。
And of course, as a good parent, you give them the guardian speech, the authoritarian speech.
咁可能你作为一个父母吓，你就会攞出你嘅权威出嚟。
Right? You might say, you know, I know you don't understand, but. I'm 40-something, you're 9, and you're not going to live till age 10 if you don't listen to me.
我大你咁多吓，咁我梗系清楚过你啦。我食盐都多过食米。
And even though you don't believe me and you don't understand what I'm saying, you must trust me for your good.
你要信我吓，都系为你好嘅。
Don't you know we're just like that with the living God?Don't you realize that? Don't you know that?
其实好多时候会唔会我哋同神嘅关系里边，我哋都好似啲细路哥咁咧
？Don't you know the difference between an infinite, transcendent God who's all wise and us is vastly different than a 43-year-old and a 9-year-old?
你睇唔睇到嗰个嘅比喻就话一个40几岁嘅成年人同一个细路哥就等于好似一个这个无尽全能全知嘅神。同我哋一樣咧。
I want you to just stop and think about that for a moment. Just stop and think about that.
我想你去諗一諗。
If there is a transcendent, all-wise Lord, all-powerful one, and you, who can't even fix your alarm clock when it doesn't work, who is so finite and makes mistakes, what a comparison, right?
当你去比较系一个全能全知。嘅神同我哋一啲有限嘅人，就算一个闹钟烂咗，我哋都搞唔掂嘅人。当你将呢两样嘢去比较嘅时候
，Of course you're not going to understand some of the things that the living God is telling you, right？
咁你点解唔去听呢个全能嘅神同你讲嘅说话咧
？Well, Wilson, there are things in the Bible that God says, and you know doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
有时你明唔明啊？好多圣经讲嘅嘢好似唔系好 make sense 喎。
You know, God says this is wrong, that is wrong. I don't believe that.
神话呢样嘢唔啱，嗰样嘢唔啱，但我自己唔同意。
You know, I don't see why it's wrong.
我睇唔到点解系错。
It just feels good, right? How can it be wrong?
我做嘅时候好开心啊，点解系错咧？
There are a lot of things Western people question about the Bible. You know that if you've been telling people about the Lord, you know that.
你知道当你去同人哋讲福音嘅时候，有好多嘅人系唔同意。
But we're like children.
但我哋好似细路哥咁。
We're spiritual children. And of course you're going to feel that way if you're a child, right? And I can't have that cookie now, right?
咁你好似啲細路哥一樣，點解我呢一分鐘我唔可以食咗個曲奇餅呢？
I feel that way sometimes about things in the Bible. You do too, right?
好多時候就算好似聖經上面，我哋好似一樣。
But you can't say I won't obey God until I understand.
就算到我真係到我明白嘅時候，咁我就會聽你話啦。
For that type of thinking is dangerous, dangerous to you.
但係當你咁樣諗嘅時候，对你是错的。
Just like it's dangerous for that little child not to listen to their parent.
正如要一个细路哥，细细细路哥唔听父母话，都系好危险嘅。
Well, I just don't believe that.
点解佢唔信
咧？
点解唔去信一个比你聪明有智慧嘅人呢？
Again, stop and think what you just said.
谂下你啱啱讲嘅嘢。
Does that make sense? Just a, really, does that make sense when you say that?
你想想当你这样讲的时候，究竟是不是有没有意义呢？
God created the world by his breath, by speaking, and there was. What can we create?
神去喷一口气，讲一句说话，这个世界就造成了。我们要去怎样做一样东西出来呢？
If there's an infinite transcendent God, it makes perfect sense.That you're not going to understand a lot of what he commands you to do.
咁你谂下一个全能全知嘅神、无尽嘅神啊，佢哋可以做任何嘅嘢。
If everything he said made sense to us who are limited in wisdom, that would make no sense.
咁而比对上我哋吓系有限嘅时候，当你咁样睇到一样嘢，你知道好多嘢其实都系唔啱嘅。
Remember the Garden, Garden of Eden.You know, God said to Adam and Eve, don't eat of the tree in the middle of the garden. You can eat all the other trees, the fruit of the other trees, but don't eat the one in the middle of the garden. Don't.
神同亚当夏娃讲，佢话你唔可以，你可以食园中任何一棵树嘅果子，唯有喺中间嗰一棵树你唔可以食。
And if you read that passage carefully, you'll know God never tells Adam and Eve why.
神从来冇同亚当夏娃讲点解你唔可以食。
And so why didn't he put on YouTube, you know, what's going to happen if Adam and Eve disobeyed him? Why didn't he just put it on YouTube, right, and show them what the world would be like if they did that?
咁点解成日我谂下，点解神唔将个后果啊一早话咗俾佢哋听啊？咁咪唔会有事咯。
Because maybe if they reviewed that on YouTube.They would think maybe I better not do that.
咁如果佢咁样讲咗，一早做咗出嚟，吓咁咪唔会啊有后果唔好嘅后果发生。
But you're missing the point. You're missing the point.
其实最紧要嘅系
，Don't you understand? The test in the garden was not about the rule.
喺呢个嘅创世记啊，关于呢棵树嘅吩咐，唔系讲紧一个规矩嘅问题。
Yes, they broke the rule of God.Don't eat from that one tree in the middle of the garden. They did break the rule.
佢哋的而且确啊，犯咗呢个嘅规条，食咗呢个树上嘅果子。
But did you know why God didn't tell them the reason?
点解神唔将个原因话俾佢听咧
？It's because that's really what the test was about.
就系好似个就系呢个经文要想讲嘅一样嘢。
God was saying to Adam and Eve.His creation, his children. He's saying, I want you to obey me because I'm God. You're the creature. I'm the creator.
他只是想跟他的被造的物，他的儿女，跟亚当夏娃说，啊，我是你的神，你要听从我。
Not because it makes sense to you.
不是说这件事对你来说，你明白。
Because that's not obedience, that's just agreement.
这个不是真正的服从。
In other words, what Adam and Eve did was they couldn't let God be God. They didn't want to let God be God.
佢唔想神真系成为佢哋嘅神。
And that's what you do too.
就系今日你同我都系咁样做。
When you say, "Well, it doesn't make sense to me, so I'm not going to do it."
呢样嘢对我唔 make sense， 咁我咪唔做咯。
You don't let God be God. That's sin.
你冇让神 做翻神嘅角色。
The serpent came in and said, "Hey, what's up? It's nothing wrong with this tree. It looks pretty good, right? It looks beautiful. The fruit looks delicious. Why not eat it?"
神於是同呢個夏娃講，佢話：啊，樖樹好靚啊，睇落啲嘢，啲果子好好食啊。咁點解你唔食呢
？Right? God is just restricting you. He's just saying that if you eat that, it's true, good, no.Good knowledge, right? Don't listen to that.
神呢是不啱的，神呢就想好多规条规住你，因为呢你食咗呢，你好像有神一样咁嘅智慧。
You're not letting God be God if you don't obey Him and trust Him.
当我哋唔去信靠神，去信服神嘅时候，我哋冇俾神去做翻神。
Of course, He's immeasurably greater than us.
是他大过我哋。
Of course, then you won't understand many times what he's commanding you.
亦都系好多时候我哋唔明白一啲神要俾我哋嘅吩咐。
Ultimately, we don't know why it was wrong that David counted the fighting men.
正如我哋可能都唔明白点解大卫要去数点呢个军队。
But we do know, as the text tells us clearly, it was wrong, and judgment came and fell upon David and Israel.
但我知道就是说圣经告诉我们他这样做是错，而这个惩罚是临到他，临到以色列人的身上。
You know, the Bible teaches clearly that God sometimes allows us to fall prey to the temptations of Satan.
很多时候他容许我们去堕落在我们的引诱里面。
He leaves us to our own desires at times, to our own evil desires, and lets us go.Our wayward way.
去任由我哋喺我哋嘅人生里边去浪荡。
And in one sense, God is not the one doing it. He's not doing the temptation.
当神唔去咁样做嘅时候
，And it's clear Satan is the one tempting us, or we're the ones choosing to yield to the temptation.
撒旦去引诱我哋，而我哋亦都容让我哋嘅呢啲事去引诱我哋。
But in another sense, God is sovereign.Over all things.
但是神是一切的主宰。
And God could have stopped it if he wanted to.
神亦都可以其实在適当的时候停止这一切。
And at times he allows us to follow our own wicked desires as part of his better plan for us.
但是神有时会任由我们这样做。
And so as you'll see on slide 5,On verse 1 of 2 Samuel 24, it says, The anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he incited David.
咁喺撒母耳记下24章第一节，佢话撒旦起来攻击以色列人，激动大卫数点他们。
But if you compare that to the parallel account that appears in 1 Chronicles 21:1, it says there, Then Satan stood against Israel and incited David.
咁喺呢個嘅歷代以下嗰度，都亦都係同樣咁講，講到撒旦去攻擊佢哋，激動佢哋咁樣做壞事。
Both the statements in First Chronicles and Second Samuel are correct.
兩個嘅經文都係啱。
Because First Chronicle correctly says that Satan was behind the temptation.
咁喺呢個嘅呢個歷代志上裏邊，佢話俾我哋聽係撒旦去。激动他们这样做。
But 2 Samuel 24 is correct too, because it acknowledges that God is sovereign over all.
在24章里面，当他讲到是神是在万事上面都去主宰，容让这件事发生。
See, nothing you see or experience is outside the control of God.
我们每一件事，我们做的每一样东西，都在神的掌管的下面。
He's working all things.For his purposes, his plans.
万事都是造成，是达成神的要求，去造成个后果。
But that doesn't mean he's the one who's doing the tempting to you.
不是说神去引诱我们。
How he takes our free decisions and even our malicious intents or the intents of Satan and kind of brings his own purposes perfectly is a mystery to us. We don't know.
有时我哋可能真系唔明白点解神会容让呢个撒旦去引诱我哋做一啲嘅事。
This word picture might help, though it is incomplete, an incomplete illustration. because if you press it, it kind of falls apart. It's from a J.D. Greer sermon.
有一個人叫J.D. Greer，他曾經講過一段咁嘅經文，咁嘅講道。
Picture a river, like the Hudson River or the Great Mississippi.
咁你諗下一條河，無論呢個Hudson River 或者係密西西比河。
And a river has a strong current flowing downstream, right?
咁呢個河去流落去嘅時候，有好大嘅波浪。
And of course, there are river banks that kind of restrict the river.
咁河嘅兩邊有嘢係擋住佢，等佢唔會去水浸。
Now the molecules and the fish in the water are free in one sense to move around.
咁喺水裏邊可以點樣轉動都好。
Right, they can go wherever they want in the river.
咁佢喺個水裏邊點樣轉都得。
But in another sense, they're moving by the current, right, to a precise point or within the restrictions of the two river banks.
咁當呢個河水去咁樣去走落去嘅時候，佢跟住呢個流水咁樣去流落去。
And that's a picture of God's sovereignty over all things in control and our free choices.
咁就好似神嘅掌管嘅主權同我哋嘅意願。
We're all free to choose certain things, right?
我哋可以自由嘅選擇一啲嘅嘢。
But God is moving history and carrying his plan to exactly the place he wants it.
另一方面，神係將呢個帶動呢個歷史，亦都將佢要嘅計劃帶到佢想去每一個嘅地方。
Now, of course, if you're like a math major and you like math formulas, this might be a little frustrating to you.
咁但係如果係讀數學嘅時候，可能你唔會中意我咁樣講。
Because it doesn't really fit in your mental Excel sheet before you.
好似你去做一個Excel，一個chart嘅時候，好似唔係樣樣嘢都 fit in 喺裏邊。
But it goes back to what I was saying earlier, right? If there is an all-powerful, infinite, all-wise God, then it's okay to not understand what he's doing.
咁但係好似就係我頭先話到，當你去信靠一個全能全知、無盡嘅神嘅時候，就算有時有啲嘢你唔係完全清楚知道，都係可以嘅。Because
in comparison, we're not all wise. We don't know everything, and we are fallen sinners.
咁但係你去諗下就話，我哋係有盡頭，我哋係有限嘅。So
his wisdom is infinite. Our wisdom is limited.
神嘅智慧係無限，而我哋係有限。
Now I have to admit that the idea of God giving me over to my sin is a scary one, and it ought to frighten us.
好多時候神要去懲罰我哋，係一個我哋好驚嘅諗到一樣嘢。
But let me just give you a few words of encouragement.
讓我俾幾個嘅鼓勵你。
And it's on slide 7. First, the Bible clearly says that in each temptation, God makes a way of escape.
在每一個的試探裡面，神都俾一條出路我哋。
The Apostle Paul, addressing Christians in Corinth, said this, God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it.
喺神保罗对哥林多嘅教会，佢咁讲，佢话神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。Even
in our story, 2 Samuel 24, we can see this as God uses an unlikely character, Joab, to warn David and to give him an out. Of course, David doesn't take that out, but it's given to him.
咁喺呢個我哋睇呢個故事裏邊，神用呢個約押去提醒大衛，唔好咁做。The
second encouragement is on slide 8. Even when we ignore warnings and plunge headlong into sin, God is merciful.
咁另一方面喺呢個撒母耳記下嘅24章16節，佢提醒翻我哋神係有呢個憐憫。
If you were following as we read the text earlier, carefully, God halts the plague even before David gives that the burnt offering, that offering to the Lord at the altar.
咁神喺佢呢个嘅降瘟疫嘅时候，神去停止佢。
And as you see on slide 9, thirdly, David's example shows us it's never too late to practice repentance and faith.
同埋第三，佢提醒我哋后悔系唔会太迟嘅。
And though the sin was already committed, David's quick repentance mitigated its consequences.
虽然大卫做错咗呢个事，但系因为佢好快嘅后悔令到个结果唔会咁严重。
And the fourth comfort or encouragement is this: penitent sinners are not just forgiven, but are given further opportunities in the kingdom of God to do good, to serve.
同埋第四，嗰啲去願意悔改嘅人都能夠喺神嘅國裏邊係有機會去服侍神。
The unpardonable sin is only unbelief. Every other sin can be pardoned by the blood of Christ.
其他嘅罪都可以俾神去寬恕。
And David, after he practiced repentance and faith, successfully intercedes for his people.
当大卫去悔改之后，佢能够亦都为到佢嘅子民去求神去饶恕。
And not only this, God uses David to secure the site for the temple.
咁于是系咁样样嘅时候，神就用大卫去定咗一块嘅地方，将来起呢个圣殿。
And this is all accomplished in the context of a national disaster that David instigated.
你想象一下，就喺呢个嘅全国性一个个灾难嘅中间，因为一个人嘅求告而一切得到改变。
Again, it shows the storyline of the scriptures. God's grace is greater than our sin.
就正如好似你圣经一直都话俾我听，神嘅恩典大过我哋嘅罪。
That's comforting to know that God's not going to let you down. He's faithful. He's faithful to David.He's faithful to you, despite who we are.
纵然我哋系我哋今日一个咁样嘅人，神对大卫对我哋每一个人都系信实嘅。
And yes, like any good parent, God is going to punish temporarily for your sin.
正如好似呢个做父母一样，我哋会去短暂嘅去惩罚。
But that punishment is for restoration purposes, for renewal.
但系呢一个嘅惩罚系令到我同你系得到更新。
He's not going to take away his covenant love for you.
佢唔会去攞走咗佢对你嗰个喺约里边嘅爱。
And of course, he's proven that in the giving of his son Jesus, right?
亦都将耶稣基督俾过我哋。
And that's really the major point of the strange ending of 2 Samuel 24.
咁所以呢一个嘅撒母耳记下24章有个好奇怪嘅结局。
Because David is not the king we're looking for.
因为大卫唔系你同我所仰望嘅嗰一个王。
David's story in 2 Samuel 24 ends how? Because that's the last we hear of David, right? 2 Samuel 24. He ends by him committing the very sin that started the whole thing.
因为在这段经文里面我看到就是因为大卫的缘故开始了这个的罪。
Right, what was the problem? Israel said, we want an earthly king. You know, God, you're up in heaven. You know, that's not enough. Just because you're up in heaven, we want, just like every other nation, you know, earthly person on the throne.
因为这个以色列人跟神说，他说我你在天上面是不够的，我要好像其他国家都有一个神，一个的王去掌管我们。
That was Israel's sin. They said, God's not enough. We want more.
我不是要爱神，我要爱埋王。
And that's David's sin. He said, I want to count the men because the king's army is necessary and it's not enough to trust the Lord.For protection.
是以色列人的罪，他们去要求一个王，但是当这个大卫 啊，佢要去數點個軍隊嘅時候，亦都話俾我哋聽，佢亦都信唔過呢個神，佢要信嘅係嗰啲嘅勇士，嗰啲軍人。
And if you've read the Old Testament, you know Old Testament book after Old Testament book after Old Testament book, and in the same very curious way.
咁你睇到好多時喺舊約聖經個結局都好奇怪。
Big, bitter disappointment, one after the other, of a so-called hero.
好多時我哋睇到咗喺好多舊約聖經裏邊有好多好大嘅罪人，有好多大嘅罪。
After the Pentateuch, Moses, the great lawgiver, he can't go to the promised land. He will, cannot, he's forbidden to enter the promised land because he's a lawbreaker.
好似摩西咁，佢俾咗好多，佢将呢个十诫去颁布，但佢自己因为违反咗神嘅法律，反而入唔到呢个嘅耶路以色列。
The prophet Nehemiah.Called to rebuild the city of Jerusalem, he builds a second-rate city, and the people weep.
去呢个耶利米啊，佢要叫啲人去重建呢个嘅城啊，但系佢喺嗰度哭泣。
And David, Israel's greatest king, is a sinner who can't save his people.
而大卫在以色列上历史上面一个伟大的王，但他亦都不可以在灾难之中去救他的子民。
Because at the end of his life, he repeats their sins. He repeats the sins of Israel.
因为在他的晚年的时候，他做了很多事是令到以色列是受伤。
And regrets it. I wish, he says, I could die for them, but he cannot.
咁佢去到尾，佢话我宁愿为到佢哋去死，但系佢自己做唔到。
See, that's the whole message of the Old Testament.
呢个有多时喺旧约圣经俾我哋一个嘅信息。
That's the storyline of the Bible. We need a lawgiver that is not only that keeps the law, but that can redeem us because we break the law.
我需要一个系唔单止系俾我哋有法律吓，亦都系可以去帮助我哋嘅。
We desperately need that builder. We desperately need that maker. We need that glorious, eternal kingdom maker. We need that kingdom that can never be shaken.
我需要嗰一个人，唔单止系俾法律我哋去做我哋，亦都可以令到呢个嘅呢一切能够得到荣耀。
We need that great shepherd who will not abuse his people, but will die for them.
我需要嘅一个牧羊人，唔系要去去苛待佢嘅羊，而系嗰个可以为到佢羊死嘅一个牧羊人。
We need a father who will not neglect his children, like God the Father will not leave us nor forsake us.
我需要一个嘅父亲系一个唔会理会佢儿女嘅父亲。
And we need a king.
我需要一个王
who will not sin against his people, but instead die for his people.
唔会去令到佢子民去。犯罪而去为到佢子民死嘅
，and that can't be fulfilled by Moses, Nehemiah, David, or any other earthly ruler.
系无论系呢个嘅佢哋任何一个啊。
That's why I cringe, because I hear all the time in some fundamentalist churches. Some maybe you've heard.You know, just be like David. Just be like Moses. Just be like Daniel.
咁所以好多时候我听到一啲嘅教会话啊，让我哋好似大卫，让我哋好似撒母耳，好似呢个嗰个嘅时候啊，我听到会觉得啊唔系好舒服。
Of course, they did some good to emulate.
呢一啲人都喺世上做过伟大嘅事。
But just take David. He failed.In the most important roles of his life, did you know that?
你知唔知道大卫喺佢一生里边喺好多地方佢都系失败咗嘅咧
？He's an unfaithful husband.
佢唔系一个好，佢唔系一个好嘅丈夫。
He fails as a father.
佢唔系一个好嘅爸爸。
Absalom tries to kill him.
亚沙龙想杀咗佢。
And as you've just seen in 2 Samuel 24, he fails as a king.
就算喺呢个24章里边睇到佢作为一个王。佢都做咗好多嘅坏事。
Because you're missing the point. The point of David's life, Moses' life, Daniel's life is not to be like them. It's to point them to Jesus, the true king.
因为无论是大卫也好，摩西也好，任何一个都好，其实都是要指向翻耶稣基督。
You must see that.
你要今日睇到呢一样嘢。
Read the Bible.
睇你嘅圣经。
In its entirety.
去喺从中得到呢个鼓励。
And then you'll see the good news. The king has come and will come again.
你睇到个福音就系话神系会再嚟。
And that's good news because we're sinners in need of a savior.
我哋系一个罪人，我哋需要我哋嘅救主。
You know, so whether you're beat up because you're constantly failing, or whether or not you're fooled into thinking that you have a perfect record, you need to see Jesus.
无论今日我哋喺世上系点样样吓，有几多个失败。我都要需要见到神。
And that's the beautiful picture that 2 Samuel leaves for us.
所以喺呢个撒母耳记里面去睇到一样嘢。
Israel suffering because of the sins of their king.
以色列人受罪系因为佢哋嘅王。
But it points forward to the coming of the king who will suffer for his people's sins.
咁但系嗰个嚟紧。这个再来的王会为到我们的罪而死。
And the whole point of 2 Samuel is to show you that the true king will not let you down.
而撒母耳记下的24章告诉我们，一个真正的王不会令到我们失望。
You might fail him.
我们可能不信实。
But he will not fail you.
但神是信实的。
He will bring you home.
他会将你带回到去将来的家。
And so trust and follow him now.
所以希望你今天能够去信靠他，也都跟随他。
Oh Lord,
主啊，
we pray that you would help us to properly understand your word.
求你帮助我们明白你的话语。
It's so easy to misunderstand, misinterpret,to not truly get the whole picture of what you're saying.
我哋好多时候未睇唔到成个嘅图画。
That's why it's so important, Lord, to read the Bible ourselves in its entirety.
所以我哋需要去睇圣经嘅时候睇到成幅嘅图画。
Oh Lord, we pray that you'd help us today to see the reality of the gospel.
让我哋睇到咗你嘅福音嘅全部。
To not be discouraged because David failed you.
让当其他人令到我哋失望嘅时候，让我哋唔好气馁。
But to be encouraged because he practiced repentance and faith, and that he knew you.
主系认识我哋。
And if we practice repentance and faith and follow you,
而我哋去喺悔改之中愿意跟随你
，you will bring us home as well.
你是会有一天将我们带回去你的家。
And so on this beautiful spring morning, we pray that we'd reflect on that on this Lord's day.
在这个清晨让我们都是这样做。
And may that spur us on to live the Christian life.
让我们过一个基督徒的生活。
May you do so in response to your great love for us.
去回应你的爱。
We ask that in the name of Jesus.
我奉主耶稣基督名求。
Amen.